Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Hysteria is starting to spread. That's what the mayor of Manatí on the north shore of Puerto Rico told the Associated Press. The hospital is about to collapse, he said. It's at capacity. According to Military Times, the Pentagon reports that only 21 of the island's 69 hospitals have even some functionality. 42% of the island has no drinking water. Federal aid increased yesterday after a Twitter storm of protests that the Trump administration wasn't doing enough to help the 3.5 million Americans on the island. Singer Mark Anthony tweeted to President Trump, "Stop talking about the NFL and pay attention." Today, he announced a humanitarian initiative. The rapper Pitbull sent his private jet to evacuate patients from failed hospitals. Dallas Mavericks owner Mark Cuban did the same thing. NPR's Camila Domonoske is in Puerto Rico. She traveled inland to see some parts of the island worst hit by the storm. She's back in San Juan now and grateful she has a working cell phone. Camila, what did you see?
Yesterday, we drove up into the mountains of Puerto Rico, south of San Juan, to some communities that really haven't seen any aid reach them. We talked to people whose houses were situated in exposed sections on top of mountain ridges where the storm's eye passed right over them and completely destroyed some houses, devastated others, ripped off sheds, tore off roofs, swept through the houses, destroyed furniture. People don't have access to running water. They obviously don't have electricity. It's often difficult to move around and get to other parts of the island. And again, people there are saying that they haven't seen people come through to help them. These are relatively isolated communities.
Well, some reporters are being greeted with the words, "Are you FEMA?" We know that FEMA is on the island, but what are some of the concerns that people are expressing? We've heard about water, people drinking from streams that might be contaminated. What are some of the other concerns?
Yeah, people are lining up to get water from mountain springs or get non-potable water that's been sitting in cisterns for days and days. People are going to rivers to do their laundry, to take baths, and expressing concerns over how they're going to get water to drink. Food is another major concern. Shipping is difficult over the island. It's hard to get food in. Some restaurants are staying open with the resources that they have. People are also sharing what they're finding after the storm. I talked to people whose neighbors were going through where their plantain trees used to be before the storm knocked them all down, finding what's there on the ground and then sharing it with the people in their community.
Yeah, we understand 80% of the agriculture on the island was just wiped out, 80% of the electrical system, and 100% of the distribution. This is according to the Pentagon, what you're talking about. There's no distribution system because there's no roads. Everything's cut off.
There's no diesel. There's no fuel. There's a shortage of drivers. People can't get to work.
Yeah. Look, we're seeing images here of reporters finding people, you know, waiting in their homes, insulin dependent, but their insulin is now sitting in water that used to be ice, which was keeping it. Here we're hearing reports of operating rooms slick with condensation on the floors because of the lack of air conditioning. You know, what is the sense of the health of the people?
Medicine and health issues are absolutely a major concern. That's something that local mayors are continuing to emphasize when they talk about the resources that their communities need. And, you know, the United States is sending a Navy hospital ship, but it won't be here for days, maybe more than a week. And meanwhile, hospitals, medical facilities that are running off generators have to find fuel for those generators. That's incredibly difficult. There's just a shortage of resources affecting the medical system across the board.
And they don't have schools. I mean, what are you observing about kids?
I talked to a 13-year-old yesterday who was at the river where he was taking a bath and hanging out with a schoolmate. And, you know, he's saying there's no school, there's not going to be school for a long time, that there's not much to do at his house, that it's hard having to ration water and ration gas for the generator. And he said that he hadn't seen any aid to his family and that he wasn't expecting any. There was an incredible sense of, It's not quite despair and it's not quite resignation, but people are bracing for this to be very bad for a very long time.
Camila, do you think there is going to be what the governor said there might be, which is just an emptying of the island, these Americans coming to the mainland?
That's a good question. I've talked to several people who say, you know, I'm staying, I'm not leaving, I'm going to be here. But that's after 1 week of this incredibly difficult living situation. Some people are definitely getting out. Some people are, the lines at the airport, you know, are out the building. People are trying to get on the limited number of flights out. It's an open question how long some of these communities will be able to continue with the extent of the infrastructure damage.
And we're also reminded hurricane season isn't over.
Yeah, I mean, this was two right in a row.
And if there, you can't imagine if there's another. Camila Demanowski, NPR's reporter there in Puerto Rico. Camila, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.